Thanks for joining us. You can always catch the latest sermon online, but we sure would love to see you join us in person to celebrate and support each other in our love for God, our neighbors, and this church. We are South Britain Congregational Church. No matter who you are or where you are on life's journey, you are welcome here. And now, enjoy another great Sunday sermon, and we hope to see you soon.
And from the New Testament, in the book of Colossians, chapter 1, verses 11 to 20, this passage includes a strong statement of the supremacy of Christ, not only over the church, but over all of creation. Christ is the Lord of creation, of our world, and of our very selves. This gives us a clear sense of how we can live in the world as those under his reign. Hear now from the book of Colossians. May you be made strong with all the strength that comes from his glorious power, and may you be prepared to endure everything with patience while joyfully giving thanks to the Father who has enabled you to share in the inheritance of the saints of light. He has rescued us from the power of darkness and transferred us into the kingdom of his beloved Son, in whom we have redemption for the forgiveness of sins. He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creation. For in him all things in heaven and on earth were created, things visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or rulers or powers, all things have been created through him and for him. He himself is before all things, and in him all things hold together. He is the head of the body, the church. He is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, so that he might have come to have first place in everything. For in him all the fullness of God was pleased to dwell, and through him God was pleased to reconcile to himself all things, whether on earth or in heaven, by making peace through the blood of his cross. This is the word of the Lord. Let us pray. Holy One, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable to you. We pray these things in the name of Jesus, who is our King, is our Rock, and our Redeemer. Amen. So I've been thinking about this word togetherness, contemplating it now for a few weeks. How not only are we held together in Christ, but the entire world and all of the universe is held together in Christ, according to what we just read in Scripture today. Anthropologist Gregory Bateson wrote this: what pattern connects the crab to the lobster, and the orchid to the primrose, and the four of them to me, and me to you? This hymn about Christ from Colossians has an answer for us. Christ does. Christ is the pattern that connects. It says, in him all things hold together. When I have time, which is not too much these days, but when I do, I like to cross stitch. I know the ladies in the knitting group probably don't know this, but I do. I like to cross stitch. The pattern on the cloth is held together with a certain kind of stitch at the beginning of each new segment or part of the picture. Now, without this first stitch, the whole thing might unravel and fall apart. And I thought about that in our life with Jesus Christ, whether we are new to the faith or we've been here for a while. Whether we are starting something new, or like a new relationship or a new project or a new job, we enter into that with Christ as the first stitch that weaves everything else together. even on a cellular level, even down to our DNA, our bodies are made. Christ is the one who in creation calls us into existence. But we have within us, we are born with, this image of God. And I thought about that for a long time. What is this image of God in us? Do we look like God? Probably, if God had looks, I would say not. But the image, I believe, is in the very cells and DNA of our bodies, ready through the Holy Spirit to be awakened and to grow in Christ. Now, I have a great deal of interest in both science and spirituality. I've spent a lifetime studying it as a nurse and then teaching spirituality and nursing care at Southern Connecticut State University. And now, and how nature and nurture helps humans to heal and thrive. I know as a nurse, when someone comes to me and asks me about healing, I must first begin to see what holds them together. Now, what do I mean by that? Whether they come to me to talk about emotional or physical healing, my training has taught me that the spiritual is indeed woven into both. Now, I will often ask what their relationship with God is as a first question. In chaplaincy, we learn that to be more general, but if they are brought up in the Christian faith, I might ask them what their relationship to Jesus Christ has been throughout their lifetime. And I learned how important that is many, many years ago, not in chaplaincy work, but as a young nurse working in the intensive care unit where a person's life is on the brink of death often. One night, I don't know if I've told this story in here, one night a dying man asked me to pray with him. His faith background, of course, we have these little checklists, and religion is one of them, was Catholic. And I realized how the Spirit of God in Christ is the stitch that holds us together, especially in the moments of physical challenges. I reminded him of Jesus, who I knew he had been introduced to, who created him and was in him at that moment, and then we prayed together. The peace that came over him was palpable. Now, I was only 25 years old, so I was learning a lot in that moment. And there was a strong bond that would hold the tapestry of this life experience, even if it was very short, for him. It was a sacred lesson for me, for I learned at that time how important that bond is with another human being, a bond that we can carry through the darkest of times, and a bond that we can help someone who is in a dark time. That's that stitch I'm talking about. Our world and our lives can seem very scattered and very dark sometimes, very disconnected. We run from place to place. We juggle our smartphones, our voicemails, our emails. We're meeting ourselves constantly, coming and going. And even as we are on the run, these words in today's scripture remind us that there is a still center, something that holds all things together, even if we feel scattered, even if we are in dark moments of health crisis. And we can rest in that ultimate reality. Here and elsewhere in the New Testament, we come face to face with the cosmic nature of Christ. There is more to salvation than just a choice. God made a choice for us in Christ Jesus for all of creation from the beginning of time. For it says this, through him God was pleased to reconcile to himself all things, whether on earth or in heaven, by making peace through the blood of his cross. The wrenching of the cross produces this cosmic stillness and peace Now, do we see peace in our world today? Do we live it in our lives? Do we see it even on the level of creation? Paul says in Romans, not yet, that creation waits with eager longing in hope that the creation itself will be set free from the bondage of decay and will obtain the freedom of the glory of the children of God. So, what or who is that hope for us? Hope is the very creator of the universe, the one who gives light and life to all that is coming into the world, which is the creation. And we don't even notice it sometimes. And just as we wait for God's final bringing together of all things, creation itself waits for that final fulfillment. Christ's work, Christ's rule, Christ's reign has much to do with the entire created order of things. And at the same time, on this Reign of Christ Sunday that we celebrate each year before Advent, we affirm Christ's rule over our lives as well. But even though we know this, we still have so much fear. We still have so much disconnect. We still have so much anxiety. And there's still so much darkness around us. Why is that? I mean, I don't know the answer, except that I know often it gets to be to a place where we lean into that instead of making daily choices to not lean into that. These words from Colossians may seem far removed from our own experience day to day with ideas of various cosmic and angelic beings. Some people in Colossae, you see, were tempted to think of Christ as simply one among many heavenly beings that could heal them and could make things right. I hear that all the time today, even especially in New Age philosophy. The hymn here and the letter itself were written to exalt Christ above all things. All things. And so what about our anxieties? Can it help us? We are scared. We feel sometimes caught between a political climate that leaves us feeling like tiny little humans that can't do a whole lot. We feel helpless against diseases that come from places we don't understand. And we feel that we're not in control. And on top of that, there are all these daily anxieties. Do I have enough to make it this week? What about my sick son who is suffering? Can I go through the process of aging well? No doubt there are anxieties in our lives and in the lives of people all around us. And we may have our own heresy, as they did in the days of Colossae. We may be tempted to think of Christ on a more practical level, as one among many competing lords of our lives. So it begs the question, who are the lords of our lives in our day? Who are the kings? Who are the bosses around us that run our lives? Is it our literal bosses at work? Is it our calendars? Is it our children's calendars or sports calendars or school calendars? Is it our bank accounts, whether they're large or small? Is it our government? Who is the Lord of our lives? Who reigns over us? Who is the stitch that holds the tapestry in your life together? Is it the one we just heard about, who it is said that holds all things together? All things. It's repeated over and over, and this is a hymn. It's repeated over and over in the hymn. All things came into existence, and we don't even know how that happened. In fact, Christ reigns whether we acknowledge it or not, whether we make room for him or not. Yet for me, as I hear the words of this hymn, I'm reminded that I do have a longing to make him the center of my life, to acknowledge this reign, this tapestry that won't fall apart because he's there. To make time to listen to him. For the scripture says, he is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creation. So as I remember these things, I wondered about images of Jesus. We talked about that with the children. Does it affect our perception? The pictures we saw in Sunday school, the images of the Good Shepherd and him on the cross, the image of Jesus touching the eyes of a blind man, the image of him riding on a donkey into Jerusalem, do they help us see the invisible God, or are they, in fact, a distraction? We may not all receive images of Jesus like this. But if we invite him simply to be with us, invite his presence, he will come to us, and we can give thanks for that. For it says, giving thanks to the Father who has enabled you to share in the inheritance of the saints of light. He has rescued us from the power of darkness, transferred us into the kingdom of his beloved Son, in whom we have redemption, for the forgiveness of sins. That's good news. That's really good news. God did all this for us. God is always the weaver of all things and has already woven the stitch that holds us together by the blood of the cross. Our passage itself tells us something of the purpose of affirming this, affirming the lordship of Christ reign in our lives this way. We can be even more thankful for that as we enter this week of Thanksgiving. And I hope it is with people that you love and the stitch of God's love given to us freely on the cross weaves us all together even more. Christ reigns as King, and as we begin the story of God with us through Advent for the next four Sundays, let us look closely again at how this miracle of salvation began in a remote countryside barn, while angels sang in glory and hallelujah choruses. God became one of us. It is a story of listening over and over and over that I never get tired of, and I don't think you do either. Indeed, may we give thanks to the Father who has qualified you and me to share in this inheritance of the saints in light. May Christ reign in our hearts, in our minds, in our bodies, and in our service to him for the transformation of the world that we live in today. Amen.